This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, as the show rolls on, we've got spring break and spring games. You heard the update on Michigan State from Chris Villar. The death of spring games are upon us. And spring break is here. We'll get to that at 8:35, starting spring break on the wrong foot, the story of Lucy Jansen.
Tough start.
But before all that, Amel Mock. Mel Kiper Jr. put out his latest. And the selection for the Lions is what we want to focus on. We can go through the rest of it, but I know here we're focused on what are the Lions going to do at pick 28. And it's an interesting one. James Pierce, Tennessee. Pierce, you may remember him a year ago, was a breakout pass rusher at Tennessee. He had a 10-sack season.
Mm-hmm. Double digits.
Yep. This last year was a little more hit and miss. Production went down a little bit, and there's some concerns with his work ethic and character. I don't know how legitimate, but that's the conversation that would have him falling to 28, where Mel says Detroit should pounce on him. And Mel Kiper highlights. Mel highlights that this guy was a productive pass rusher. He's got the bend and explosiveness and makes a lot of sense opposite Aiden Hutchinson. John, is he worth taking the risk? If he's falling, is he falling into the Lions' lap?
I watched a lot of film last night on James Pierce, and there's a lot to like about him as a pass rusher. He had the fastest 40. If you're starting to talk about some metrics, he's got a great athletic score. He's got a lot of things that Brad Holmes values in the draft. If he falls to 28, should he just take a flyer on him? Because it's not like you're spending a top 5 or top 10 pick on him. Some of the concerns I have are certainly the work ethic, coachability, all of those different things. And we could talk about culture and him going into this Lions organization. The way it's built now, and it's a well-established culture with veterans that can help guide him. Having said that, there are some things about his game. There's going to be things about every, even if you're the number one overall pick, there's going to be things that we pick apart in regards to, well, you know, you throw too many interceptions, you know, arm angle, you know, 40, all of these different things. James Pierce, when he's rushing, right now, he's a speed guy. Speed kills. But in the NFL, you have to have more than just speed. And when I turn on film, I always think, okay, how would I set on him? How would I block him? What am I concerned about? And if it's just simply speed, because he doesn't have necessarily the weight, the power yet to go from speed to power. He's got a little bit of that. There's some bull there. But it's going to have to be, what's the inside move? How do you use your hands? I don't think right now he's as polished of a pass rusher. He's got a lot to like about the athletic ability. But there's a lot of work to be done in regards to how he uses his hands. What's the move off of the move? How are you setting guys up? The kind of the mental side of things. He can get there. But if there are questions about work ethic, about practice, about all of those things that take you from being a really good college player and having all these athletic traits to being a great pro, now I start to have even more concerns. And I don't know that the juice is worth the squeeze.
So you lean no. Because I lean yes. I feel like Dan Campbell's built a hell of a culture here.
If and those things are true, I would lean more no.
Okay. If he is a guy that needs to grow up a little bit and work a little harder, I think Dan Campbell has the best culture he could possibly be drafted into. Mm-hmm. Not the same situation, but J-Mo was someone who we had questions about immaturity, right? He had drops issues.
Not at the draft.
No, no, but I'm saying...
Since then.
J-Mo's a guy they've had to rein in and help and provide structure to. If J-Mo's drafted by the Raiders, I don't know if he's a 1,000-yard player last season. I think that's a nod to Campbell and the culture here. And if Pierce is someone who needs a little structure, needs someone to throw an arm around him, provide him an environment where he can go and thrive, he would make a lot of sense opposite Aiden Hutchinson, because at 6'5", with that explosive profile, that's a guy that you coach up and you unlock and you get more of. When Jalen Carter was the discussion, they stayed away.
I was all in on that.
And that was a riskier proposition picking in the top 10. This is the end of the first round, right? Someone's fallen because of a flaw. But if the physical profile is there and you just got to coach him up and put an arm around him, I'd take Pierce. Now, if they do their homework and they find out that he is a total problem, like a locker room cancer, that's a different story. But if it's just one of these, like, he needs to grow up, he needs someone who's going to push him to be his best, I mean, that's Dan Campbell to a T.
Yes, it is. And the Lions may be the best fit for James Pierce. I'm not sure that James Pierce is the best fit for the Lions. Because, like you mentioned, J-Mo had some issues, injuries withstanding,
yeah,
suspensions, and if he is in any organization, as you mentioned, other than the Lions, maybe the structure, the culture isn't there for him to be able to recover. Maybe another franchise just says, you know what, we can't continue to deal with this, and we're just going to move on. And he's not as productive. Now, all of a sudden, you've been able to nurture him. And he is a productive part of this offense. He's an explosive player. All of those different things that we know about J-Mo.
Yeah.
And James Pierce, if you bring him into this culture, it doesn't mean maybe he doesn't have off-the-field issues. Because I know a couple of years ago, there was an actual off-the-field issue. Charges were dismissed. And it sounded like it wasn't necessarily a major issue. But if it's about practice, if it's about effort, if it's about putting the work to develop to be a pro, just because a guy is into that culture doesn't mean it sticks.
Yeah, so what we have is a player with 17 and a half sacks, 28 TFLs over the last two seasons at Tennessee, major college football, SEC, where Brad Holmes has found really good football players. The reports are he, quote, didn't interview well with teams at the combine. That's per Walter Football. Take it for what it's worth. That he failed to quiet, quote, character concerns around his name, which stem from effort and coachability. Another report from Corey Kinnan, never heard of him, but he says Pierce is seen as undeniably uncoachable. 1 foot out the door last season. One scout said the worst character report of any player in the draft class. Look, if it's that bad, well, he won't be on your board. But if this is classic, like, pre-draft posturing and guys putting out rumors so players fall, you vet them yourself, and Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes will vet them. And if it's just a matter of, hey, we got to get him to work a little harder, the talent's there, I'd take a flyer at 28. But you guys let us know, 248-539-9797. If he's falling, he may be falling for a reason, or he may be falling into your lap. Which camp are you in?
If you are able to get him to work, master his craft, it's the perfect fit, because you're not asking him to come in at 245 and 6'5". He's got some physical freak ability. One of those is not going to be defending the run as a rookie. So you're not bringing him in to be a 3 or 4 down guy. You're not going to put him on the edge in short yardage or goal line and say, you know, hey, let's make sure we get a stop here. You've got guys like Josh Pascal, Levi Onwuzurike, Marcus Davenport, if he's healthy, that can do that. So you can platoon him. You could bring him along. If you're simply looking for 13, 14, 15 plays a game where we need you to be special, we need you to go out there and apply pressure, and we don't even care if you get home. We just want that pass rush win rate because we got a guy that can get home.
Ticket texters. We pass on so many players to our detriment. We only draft nice guys. Signed, Brandon. I think the implication there is Jalen Carter. Pierce will get drafted in the top 20. Watch his combine video. He looked like a man amongst boys. He's the defensive equivalent of DK Metcalf. Physical specimen. You got to be careful judging based on how someone looks at the combine. I would say when you couple it with the fact that he's got the tape.
Yeah, I mean, Jackson Dart looked good at the combine, too.
Yeah, be careful about that. But second most pressures last season in college football, and you're physically every bit the player you need to be at the NFL level, that's a guy I'm willing to roll the dice on. Texter says, not taking a chance with character issues. Holmes would never do it, and rightfully so. I would just point out, Jameson Williams has been suspended by the league multiple times. Brad traded up to get him. He was injured at the time, has clearly been immature, and has clearly grown up in this culture. Why would you be afraid to take a risk on an edge rusher when all we've done for months is talk about pairing Aiden Hutchinson up with another premier pass rusher? Those two would be together for 5 years if you draft one in the first round. And now you say, we're hunting this thing down. You want to talk about bites at the apple? I could be sold on that philosophy.
And you got to do your own research. Here's where, and you brought this up, where we don't know. I've never been in the same room with Pierce. I've never met him. I don't know. And I guarantee, I'm not going to guarantee you, I find it highly doubtful that Mel Kiper has ever been in a room with Trey Pierce. Now all of a sudden, he's relying on sources. And then those sources are repeated, and then you pair it up with, well, we heard this from this guy. Well, have you ever heard of this individual? No. And so you've got to do your own background, which we believe Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell and that coaching staff will. What's their takeaway? Yeah. And is this a guy where they see a diamond in the rough in terms of his approach to the game? It may just need a little bit of, tender loving care.
A lot of people bringing up Jalen Carter on the text. I can already see Lions passing on him. I've already done this before.
I don't know that they'll even have the opportunity to pass on him.
He'll be gone.
I think he'll be off the board. But if he is there, it does raise the question.
Yep. Another one says you can't pass on a guy because of rumors. We went through this with Jalen Carter. We'll get some of your ticket texts. We've got open phone lines, and we'll hit on a couple other key players in Mel's mock just to give people kind of a sense of where things sit a month away. It's 97.1.
FanDuel is turning the excitement up even higher for college basketball through the first two rounds of the tournament. Bet on the lowest winning seed of the day, and you're going to win a share of $1 million in bonus bets. Now, that's an upset that you don't have to be upset about, and you could take a 16 over a 1. It's happened. You could take a 15 over a 2. It's happened a little more frequently. The lower you go, the more odds you get, or the higher you go. FanDuel is the best place to bet on in the tournament. You can bet on everything from spreads to money lines to team totals. And just download the app because there's so much to explore. Here's how you do it. Visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. You can download America's number one sports book today and back your dog of the day. Because in March, anything can happen. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Winning pre-live money line wager on lowest seed required. Each $1 million jackpot to be split equally among all eligible winners. Bonus bets are non-withdrawal but expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. You can see all these terms and more at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mel Kiper's latest mock draft has the Lions selecting James Pierce, pass rusher out of Tennessee. Player whose talent alone suggests he shouldn't even be there at 28. So why? Why would he fall? Whispers of character concerns, work ethic. Oh, that might be a red flag. Dan Campbell's built a great culture. Maybe a player you just avoid if he's falling for a reason. Or is he falling into your lap? Two ways of looking at it. I look at it like this. This is not a top five or a top 10 pick. This is the end of the first. You're getting someone with some flaws. He was super productive in the SEC. The athletic profile is impressive. And if it's a guy that just needs to grow up a little bit, you got the culture for it. Now, if this is a guy with significant legal issues or you've got concerns that he's going to be on the feet, fine.
Or plays with fireworks.
But even that, they've found a way to make that work, John. You know what I'm saying? I'll take the pot shot, but I'll make the point that Dan Campbell can bring in a knucklehead or two, show him the way, pat him on the butt, get him out there, and get the most out of him. Like J-Mo, warts and all, not the same stuff that we're talking about with Pierce, but J-Mo, warts and all, suspensions and maturity, had a 1,000-yard season last year. Supreme talent, undeniable SEC athlete, and I don't have to trade up. He falls into my lap at 28. Yeah, I'd take Pierce at 28.
And I think here's the other concern. It's, are you putting him in an environment that can raise his level, raise, you know, and change how he approaches the game? Yes. I think when you talk about putting a guy like this in the culture, that's the first thing you go to. The other side of the coin that you have to think about is if you bring in a guy that is going to be lazy at practice, not going to be in the weight room, is he going to affect other players that maybe have those tendencies? And is he going to have a negative effect? No, just listen to me. Is he going to have a negative effect on Aiden Hutchinson or Aleem McNeil?
No.
Or DJ Reader or Josh Pascal or Malcolm Rodriguez, Jack Campbell, Derek Barnes, Alexander, you know, Brian Branch? No, I don't think.
Right.
That's not the concern from where they are in setting the culture, living in this culture, and continuing to develop this culture.
Let's get to our friend Corin You're on 97.1. What's going on?
What's up, guys?
What's up?
So, I mean, I sometimes just get, I get a little ticked because I'm like, we don't really, I don't understand why everyone keeps complaining about the Jalen Carter not picking a move. Like, we clearly did the right thing. Aleem McNeil has been fantastic for us the last 2 years. He was, I think, he was like the number one total in sacks for defensive tackles before he got hurt. We've been the number one rush defense the last two seasons. So, like, I'm not sure. I mean, obviously, he's a very – Jalen Carter is a very good player, but I think his rookie year, he didn't even play 50% of the snaps.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we – and the Jahmyr Gibbs, like, so what did we use that pick for? We got Jahmyr Gibbs, which I feel confident that next year he's going to be the best running back in the league, including Saquon Barkley. He's splitting carries over 1,400 off, you know, purpose yards from scrimmage, and we saw what he did in those three or four games without – David Montgomery. Not to say that David Montgomery isn't important because obviously he keeps him fresh, but we see the potential in what he can be with this offense. So to me, it's like if you don't see a guy that you love in this draft that's not in your top 10 or 14 guys that you have in the first round, which then you trade the pick, either go get someone else or go get some more picks to package to get someone else. There's a lot of really good pass rushers still in the league right now that we already know that we could – that we could package some picks for to go get rather than taking a flyer on someone. And I also think that I know we talked about the culture, you know, you guys are kind of talking about the culture too. Like, what's the point of having a great culture isn't so that you can risk it with bringing someone in that might waver that. Now, there's a text that said, you guys read it, it was like, Lions always draft nice guys. Well, I disagree. They draft good guys, but they're not nice guys. I mean, we've seen Brian Brink when he's on the field.
Right.
He's not a nice guy. He's knocking heads off. Jack Campbell, knock your heads off. And even with
Kirby Joseph. Williams, yeah.
Kirby, exactly. Even with Demo, I mean, some of our offensive guys, he's got confidence and arrogance about himself that helps him succeed. And even when it comes to J-Mo, I mean, this dude is one of the fastest wide receivers in the league, but he's also one of the best run blockers down the field. These are not nice guys, but they're good guys and great guys that bring everything that Dan Campbell's trying to do together. That's the whole point.
So where do you stand on Pierce? I mean, I think the way you're going with this is you'd avoid him.
Yeah, I avoid him. I say you go, if he's not in your top 10 or 14, because there's usually only 10 or 14 actual first round grades in the first round. There's not 32 first round guys usually. If he's not that, then you go, you need to trade up for one of those guys if you have on your board, or you trade that pick and go get somebody else, which is what we usually do. Usually whenever we're in the end, we've always traded back up into the draft, or if we're at the, you know, I think the one time we had the sixth pick, we traded back to the eighth pick or something like that.
You're right about this. They're very decisive in the draft, right? I mean, they go get their guys. They traded up for Terrion Arnold. They traded up for Jameson Williams. You don't have to trade up when Aiden Hutchinson's right there or Penei Sewell falls into your lap, but they get their guys. James Pierce could be their guy, though.
Well, so you have first-round grades, and yet when you're picking 28, you might not get one of the guys that you have a first-round grade on. It's just the reality of where you are, and you might not be able to trade up to get one of those guys. They did last year for Terrion Arnold. Brad Holmes has been very good at maneuvering in the draft, but, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, if they're on the clock at 28 and one of those, you know, 10 or 14 guys, however many first round grades they have on guys this year isn't there, they still have to take somebody, right?
Yes. Yes, John.
So,
although didn't one time the Vikings let the clock run out on?
Yes.
You don't want to do
actually
that.
Two picks, I think.
Ticket Texter says, thanks for the insight, Brad.
Yeah.
Is this Brad Holmes on the air? At least we know what Brad thinks now of James Pierce. He did drop a couple wheeze.
I have started the Corin tracker document to see if this lines up with what Brad Holmes and Lions do.
As you would.
And he always calls in and defends things that Brad Holmes has done. Have you noticed that?
Yes,
it's never like, oh, Brad screwed up that one draft pick.
Yeah.
I love it.
I mean, Brad did a great job.
We are doing a great job with the draft picks. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, Kelly Bryant, that's the Pontiac woman who abandoned her children. We've been talking a lot about her. She had her communication privileges suspended after violating the court's order not to have any contact with her children or their caretaker. So she allegedly called her kid's caregiver 10 times in the span of a couple days to discuss the case. Had other inmates also contact that caregiver on her behalf. Now, during this hearing on Tuesday, Bryant's attorney told the judge that she had no recollection of that actually being a court order. And had they known, Bryant never would have violated it in the first place.
Right.
But it's not an excuse to say I didn't know, right?
Well, that's what the judge said.
Yeah, No.
That's silly. Not buying it. So she did have her communications privileges suspended for a week. See how that goes, just to say, hey, I'm being serious. You can't do this. If she does violate it again, there's going to be an emergency hearing within 24 hours and more repercussions for sure. I got a good story to share with you. There's a Wyandotte man that is getting lots of attention and praise after he took some time out of his busy day just to be a good human being. So on Monday, Donnie Hansen, he was out running errands, maybe during a work day, and he found a wallet filled with personal information, filled with cash, just laying there in the middle of the street. And instead of, you know, maybe leaving it or taking the cash and leaving the rest, he decided to return it himself. So I'm guessing he looked at the ID, found the address, took it to the door. And the homeowner is kind of sharing the story and some of the Ring doorbell footage, because she looked out when the doorbell rang and was like, I don't know who this young man is. And he held up the wallet, showed it to the camera, and like, she didn't answer the door at that time. Maybe she wasn't home, but kind of hid it behind some things so nobody could find it. It turns out it was her son's wallet. Oh. A college student had worked a full weekend, had tip money in there.
Oh, man.
And just
what
said,
a good dude.
Yeah, exactly. She said, you know, it's a little act, but I almost started crying, you know, because it was just,
it's nice.
It's something that not everybody would do.
Yep.
Small act of kindness goes a very long way. So they're very appreciative. I'm sure that the man who owns the wallet is also very appreciative of that as well.
I've had that happen before. Back when I used to carry a wallet, I left it on the gas pump.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know, maybe a couple hours later, knock on the door.
Oh, really?
Somebody had returned it. Yeah.
Hand delivered.
Yeah.
You don't carry a wallet?
No.
Like a money clip
phone,
or something?
Yeah. Right? I got one of those. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Things I put in my pocket that just holds cards because nobody carries cash anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've left my wallet places, but it's been on like a grocery cart.
Yep.
And I've ran back inside, and thankfully it's still there. Mm-hmm. But I've never had anybody come and like hand deliver something I've lost. An Oakland County doctor accused of sexually assaulting players on a youth hockey team pleaded no contest on Tuesday to more than 24 charges. So this doctor actually spent more than 20 years, you know, providing medical assistance to these youth hockey teams, not only in Michigan, but also in Minnesota. According to authorities, he sexually abused multiple teen boys. So like I said, he pleaded no contest to 28 counts in 4 different cases. He's going to be sentenced on April 29th. Prosecutors say they're going to ask for the maximum sentence. And prosecutors also say that this plea holds him accountable for his crimes and provides justice for his victims, which, of course,
yes,
it does. For the third straight year, the French Bulldog has been named the most popular dog breed in the United States. Hmm. Followed by the Lab, comes in at number 2. Then the Golden Retriever, German Shepherd, Poodle, Dachshund, Beagle, Rottweiler, Bulldog, and the German Short-Haired Pointer.
Wasn't last year the first year that the Bulldog had dethroned the Lab?
Well, no, because this is the third year in a row.
This is three.
Maybe it was three. Yeah, it was 3 years. Yeah, I think, there was a time gets away from me.
Yep. But
yeah.
And then they say there's one breed that has made a significant jump this year. The Cane Corso. Do you know this dog?
What is the Cane Corso?
It's a big dog. It's a very mean. I don't know if it's a mean dog.
Mean looking dog,
let me say. Like
imposing.
They say over the past decade, registrations for the Cane Corso have increased 414%, and it has gone from the 47th most popular in 2014 to the 14th most popular in 2024.
The Cane Corso is an Italian breed of Mastiff.
It's a companion dog
or a guard dog. Yeah.
They're
blockhead.
Yeah.
Bolognese dog.
Yes. That's what you feed it to make it so big and mean.
It's Heather with the news. All right, coming up next, John, you're going to tell us all about how spring break started on the wrong foot.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm. It's 97.1. Guys, spring into savings with unbeatable deals at Moran Chevrolet, Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer in 2024, doing it again in 2025. If you need a truck that works as hard as you do, how about the Silverado? 2025 Silverado 4-wheel drive LT crew cab for $299 a month. That's a 24-month lease, $999 down. Everyone gets employee pricing. It's Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Visit moranexpress.com. Stop by. They're on Gratiot, north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. And then they'd score three more goals. Ken Cal on the call. Wings fall to the Caps. Is this Greg trying to segue us into spring break? The Wings won't be far behind. They'll have plenty of vacation time soon.
Mm-hmm.
John, take it away.
Yeah, I have been talking to Lucy. She went on spring break with some college roommates and college friends. First time she's been on a trip like this without mom and dad. And so there was a couple of times last week where I called up and I let her know my concerns. I'm excited that she's going. I hope she has lots of fun. But I did, you know, especially with what's going on, you know, in Putacana,
yep.
the story that you shared, every parent's worst nightmare. And when your child leaves, you kind of always have those different things that enter your mind. Now, her vacation obviously didn't start like that. But I talked to her yesterday after the show. Hey, we're by the beach. Everything is great. We're having a great time. And then later I get a text from Lisa that says, hey, do you have time to talk?
Oh, that's never good. Yeah. That's never good.
So I say, yeah, hold on a sec. I'll give you a call in 2 minutes. I give her a call and she says, Lucy called me and she didn't want to bother you. She knows you're busy.
Oh, no.
I said, oh, no. What happened? She got stung by a jellyfish.
Oh, no.
Yes. Right across her leg. And I've never been stung by a jellyfish, so I don't know what that feels like.
Well, you avoid the ocean.
I do. This is one of the things I told her. If you're going to go in the ocean, you better be careful.
Swim at your own risk.
Swim at your own risk. You know, it's, you know my rule. And so she, and I've never said to kids, you can't do this. So she's swimming in the ocean. She gets stung right across her leg and she sends me a picture because I instantly hang up the phone and I call her. What's going on? Are you okay? And it's this huge welt across her leg, on her thigh,
mm-hmm.
and it's all red. You could see where the jellyfish tentacle was.
Oh my gosh!
Oh yeah, it was probably a 6 or 7 inch long welt. And
that's no joke.
No, and so she's like, yeah, you know, okay. So Lisa told her, you know, you go get some vinegar, pour it on there.
Oh really? She knew the solution. She knew what to do.
Yeah.
Oh, she Googled it. Okay.
Well, don't they tell you someone can pee on it?
Yeah.
And if you Google that, they say, please, please, please don't do this.
Oh, okay. Yes. So use this vinegar solution.
Vinegar and then get some Benadryl.
Okay.
And so she did both. And by the end of the day yesterday, it had gone down. It was much better. So it's not going to ruin her. Now, I'm sure she'll still go swimming. I'm sure she'll be a little bit more cautious. But it did bring up the question of, have you ever had that vacation that you have just been dying to go on? And on that first day, whether it's a horrible, because this is the other thing I told her, wear sunscreen. You yes. don't want to get that sunburn on the first day. Make sure you cover the tops of your feet.
And
make
your
sure
eyelids.
What?
I got burned in my eyelids once, and it was horrendous.
Did you fall asleep?
I'm just probably just from laying out, trying to get as dark as I could back in the day. And then I could hardly go outside the rest of the trip.
I've never heard of
burned your eyelids.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I've burned the top of my feet before fishing.
That's no fun either.
Oh, that's
terrible.
Yeah. Can't wear shoes. Anyway, keep going.
So my question, so obviously you've had this happen.
Yes.
What has happened on the opening day of vacation that has just ruined the rest of your vacation? Have you had that moment?
I've never had a full vacation ruined by anything. I've had bad starts to one. It was in high school, actually, my senior year spring break.
Yeah.
You know, you're so excited. All your friends are there, right? And I got so, I don't know what happened, if it was food poisoning, but it was like I got off the plane and I was puking
vomiting
profusely. And it's like everyone, you know, it's just like not what. Two, you're with like a group of 20 people. I don't know everyone there. And oh my gosh, I'm over here behind a bus puking my brains out. And I wanted to be the, you know, you want to be cool. And, you know, everyone had a beer on the bus. And you're like, oh, I got to keep
up. In high school?
Yeah, John, I drank in high school. Yes. Yes. And they were
maybe
in Mexico.
That's why you were puking.
No, I had not had any. No, this was just, we landed.
Oh, this was pre-beer.
Oh, yeah. I did not partake, but I was very, very, very ill that whole day. I don't know what happened, but I sucked it up, still went out.
Rallied
and probably kept puking from the alcohol afterward as well.
Well, John, I hate to tell you this. You don't think Lucy's going to have a beverage on spring break?
She is in the States. So that,
that doesn't stop people.
It doesn't stop people, but it's not as easy as in Mexico where they're like, here you go.
But John has a daughter in college who's going somewhere warm for spring break.
She will have a drink.
I'm sure she will. Trust me, I'm not ignorant to that fact. Yeah. Yes, I'm sure she will. She will have a decision to make.
Doesn't mean dad likes it.
That better not be the phone call I get.
Right.
I could tell you that now because I will be on the way to the airport. I will be on my way down there to bring her butt back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she knows that.
Oh, she absolutely knows it. There are things, yeah. But I have also told her, no matter what it is, my initial reaction will always be, are you okay?
Right.
We'll deal with the consequences later, but there's never a situation where I don't want you to be afraid to call.
You've put the call out for people. Things that on day one of the vacation.
Yeah. Because we all do it, right?
Yeah.
And I've had a couple of times where, one, this wasn't an injury to me, but went fishing up in Northwest Ontario. Took the boat up there, and I was so excited to have my own boat fishing some of these lakes that some of them you can't even get the boat into. You've got to be able to hike in, and you're using somebody else's boat at that point. But there was a big lake. I was ready to go, and I had opened her up, thought I was at a spot because I'd fished this lake a number of times before, and hit a rock that was just under the water. And it damaged the motor so that I was only to basically putz around at that point. Still fished, but it totally broke my heart. I would have rather had a broken arm at that point than have my boat injured and it affect my fishing. It almost brought a tear.
It's a tone setter the wrong way.
Yeah.
Yes.
248-539-9797. Stories. Oh, John says four, line four.
Oh, yes. I don't know where this is going, but I want to hear this one.
You want me to read what it says to tee this up?
Yes.
The reason John wants us to take this phone call is Austin and Grand Blank, and the description is, broke my butt on first day. Austin, the floor is yours.
Please.
Oh, yeah. All right. So, little context. So, I had never been on an airplane before. My first time going down spring break 2021. Take an airplane, take Delta. It was nice. Nobody was on the plane because, just after COVID stuff. So that was fun. Get down there. My buddy throws a curveball at me and my friend. And he goes, yo, my girlfriend's still down here. We need to go hang out with her tonight. We're like, yeah, okay. We have to do what we have to do.
Yeah.
So we're all hanging out. And we had about a case or so. And we're about to leave. And it starts pouring for the last, hour or two. So we get ourselves our Uber. And I'm about to leave me and my buddy. We're talking to his girlfriend and his mom. And we start walking down these steps. Now, these are some cement steps at this, apartment place down here in Florida. And it became like a slip and slide. And I am wearing these sandals. And after about the second step, I slid all the way down.
Mm. How many stairs?
And I tell you, it was at least two stories. It was up there. Yeah, so that needless to say, by the time I got to the end, I knew I was in some pain, but I was still, lubricated enough that I was able to handle it and get back to the apartment. And I'm like, guys, this actually really hurts. So they're like, you'll be fine in the morning. Wake up in the morning, and I was not fine. It was in a lot of pain. And so I Google it, and I'm like, okay, what probably happened? And probably like my vertebrae right down there at
tailbone.
The end of the spine there. Yep, tailbone. And they're like, well, there's not probably a whole lot that they can do. Maybe give you some meds or something like that. I look at my bank account. I got about 300 and something bucks left. And I'm like, okay, I could go to the doctor and spend probably all my money and they maybe give me some pills. Or I can just save this money and have some more alcohol there and just enjoy myself for the rest of the week. And that's what I ended up doing. My flight back was not nearly as much fun.
No.
It was a packed flight on a Spirit Airlines. And let me tell you, it was not comfortable. At all.
Did you ever eventually go to the doc?
I actually did not, because once I got back up, it hurt a little bit, but not nearly as bad. It only would hurt, and it was for a while. It was for months after that it would hurt, but it would only hurt after like 3 or 4 hours of sitting down, and I would just have to get up and move around.
Oh, man.
But it sounds like they couldn't have done anything anyway, besides maybe some pain meds and a donut to sit on.
I don't know. I mean, the doctor might have said,
exactly,
we could do this to relieve some discomfort.
He might have passed on that too.
Austin, yeah. this is a great.
We can relieve some pressure.
This is a great start.
What kind of doctor that was?
Oh boy, this is a great start to the topic. We got a ton of calls, ton of perspective, ton of stories.
That was the perfect first call.
Getting your vacation off on the wrong foot. Oh, it's 97.1.
Hey, get green, stay green with Natural Way. As we all know, spring is here. We're gonna have some warm days. We're still going to have some cold ones, but your grass is going to start growing. Crabgrass comes along with it, and you got to address it now. Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service, 888-GET-GREEN is how you can get them on the phone. NaturalWayLawn.com is how you get them on the web, and they can take care of it right now. That first application is so important because if you see it, it is too late. For a limited time right now, you could purchase a full lawn program. You're going to get free grub control, but you got to mention my name along with 97.1 The Ticket. Here's the Natural Way difference. They're going to use fewer chemicals and environmentally sound practices. They're going to assign a specialist to your lawn, and they're going to custom tailor a solution specifically for your yard and your home. They also offer pest control services, and it's been locally owned and operated for over 3.5 decades. Keep your money local. Stay here with Natural Way. They're going to give you 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you don't like it or if something happens, they're going to come out and fix it. Get green, stay green, and save some green when you prepay. Call by the end of the month. You're going to get the early bird discount. That number again, 888-GET-GREEN or on the web at naturalwaylawn.com. Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service. Get green, stay green with Natural Way.
We're talking spring break. We'll get to some spring game talk in the 9 o'clock hour. Michigan State putting pause on its spring football game. Not the only program to do so. But we have a ton of phone calls to get to, John, because you threw this out there.
Mm-hmm. What's happened on that first or second day of vacation that you've been just looking forward to, and then all of a sudden something happens, and it has totally derailed vacation?
Lucy got stung by a jellyfish day one of spring break yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and fortunately, wasn't too bad. But I did have to give her the old, well, you know what happens when you swim in the ocean. You either get stung by a jellyfish or eaten by a shark.
Ocean one, Lucy zero. But people got stories, and we want to get to your thoughts. 248-539-9797. Marcus in Detroit, you're on 97.1. Get some of your thoughts. What do you got?
Good morning, guys. I'm sorry I don't have a story for you guys, but I got a little Lions talk.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I cover the Lions in-season and off-season, and I usually do the draft every year. And this year when I did the draft and I ran across James Pierce, I read the report about his character issues, and it's not really true. It was a personnel person from one of the AFC teams that really said that, and it was deemed as smoke. There's no real character reports out there. You can go to Google. You can go wherever you want to look. It does not exist. Actually, they said he was one of the hardest workers on this entire team. So it's the total opposite if you really do the research.
Well, that's going to be what the teams do. Yeah. And that you never know what to believe. Yeah. That this is the silly season of the off season.
AFC team wants them to fall a little bit, so they got a shot at them at 13 or 14 or whoever it is.
Mel's got them going 28 to the Lions. Makes a lot of sense to us. All right, let's get back to some stories. Zach, you're next up. You're on 97.1. Zach, what's going on?
Yeah, so I was on my way from Windsor, Ontario, up to New Brunswick, out on the east coast of Canada. Mm-hmm. And I was driving down the highway and hear a little bit of a wobble. And we go to get off the highway, and we're crossing the overpass, and I hear this bang. The back wheel on the truck snaps all five lug nuts, shear off.
Oh, no.
And passes us as we're coming to a stop. My wife is in the passenger seat crying. I'm like, hey, it's okay. We're fine. We're pulled over. We're off the highway. Everything's okay. We end up getting a tow to some small little town that is like primarily French speaking. And, we ended up sitting in the rental car place for about 4 hours waiting to see if they have a car. They're 20 minutes from closing and the employee comes over. He's like, hey, the manager's going to let you take the truck he had rented for the weekend. And that way you guys can continue on your trip. So we keep going. We arrived in New Brunswick 2 hours before my buddy's wedding, which is what we were traveling out for. So we cut it a little bit close, but we still got where we were going. But, yeah, that was one heck of an experience. It ended up doing about $5,000 in damages to the truck, and I had to replace half of the axle because of how hard it fell onto
the pavement,
the casing, and all that stuff.
My goodness.
And it takes you completely out of the mindset of like what you're going to do and all this fun you want to have and people you want to see. And now you're going,
the tire.
And we're like, oh my God. So we were the talk of the wedding, talk of the event and all that stuff. And I was like, oh my God, you guys made it. Like, we're happy you're here. Like, we're sorry to hear that, like, about what happened. And that was kind of what we talked about with everyone. It was like, hey, like, here, look at the photo. And it's like, the rim is destroyed. The tires like rolling down the road ahead of us. I'm like, that's supposed to be attached.
That's like out of a cartoon, though, right? Like the tire comes rolling, sad tire rolling by is, you have to deal with it now. Beverly in Harrison Township, you're on 97.1.
Hi there. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. Mine is a real funny story, and I know my son listens to you in the morning. We were going to Fort Lauderdale for Y Nationals, and we were about to board, and he goes, I've got to go to the bathroom. So he grabs his boarding pass, his phone, and he says, I'll meet you on the plane. And I says, cool. So my husband and I get on the plane, and he's one of the last people to come on, and he sits down, and I says, don't forget to turn your phone to airplane mode, and I get that horrified look. I don't have my phone.
Oh, no.
He left it in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
So we get down to Fort Lauderdale, give him a call. The next day, we had insurance. We had a phone. Well, then him and his swim buddies all went walking on Fort Lauderdale's beach, and they piled all their stuff together and were invited to play volleyball with a group of girls. And needless to say, at 18, you don't say no. And somebody went through everything, and his phone, his replacement phone, got stolen. Okay. Then we have, in order to get that one replaced, we have to go down to the police headquarters to file a form.
Right.
So we go down to file the report, and then we have to pay a bigger deductible and all this other stuff. But within 24 hours, this wonderful child went through two phones, and I really wanted to super glue it to his body.
Yep. No kidding.
Yep.
And insurance is probably going, really? Again, another phone?
Oh, yeah. They didn't believe me until I got the police report.
Yep.
And then they verified it, and then they send it out the next day. And we still had that week to go and a following week, and you know an 18-year-old can't go without their phone more than a minute, right? So that was my wonderful story. But we ended up having a great time, and he did wonderfully well at the championship. But I'll never forget, two phones in 24 hours, only my kid.
No kidding, Beverly.
And since your son is listening, he's saying, thanks for bringing that up, Mom.
Yeah, well, I could give you his name, but then all his buddies might know. Oh, maybe I should.
Oh, yeah,
go for it.
Good morning. Good morning, Patrick. I'm on the way over to take care of your twins. I'll be there in a few minutes.
Yes. And in future years, since he has twins, he'll be dealing with twice as much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and they're girls, too, so that I understand about Lucy. I totally.
Yep.
Beverly, thank you, Beverly.
I understand.
Thank you.
All right, well, you have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
That was great. Love it when mom calls.
That's right. Shaming the kid. Perfect. Okay, more of your stories. Ways that your vacation got way off track. Issues on the very first day.
The wheels literally came off the vacation.
No kidding. It's 97.1.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.